Denver.
Mr. Califano, 911 is present.
We've got your statement typed, and Gardner will buy it. He says the settlement with that extra 5% comes to about 4.34.
I wouldn't let him know that, because if one person knows it, he tells his secretary. He'll be out all over everywhere.
I don't know. It had to die with him. Now, Bill Word says...
He's happy with the 5%, though, isn't he?
Oh, he's... He
what I can't understand is why, if you give everybody a 5% raise for 3 years, why it's just 3.34.
4.34, sir. Yeah. It's because the fringes are included when you compute the guidelines, and these fringes are a much lower level of increase.
Well, but if you got everybody 5% increase, it looks like it'd be more than a 4.34.
No, the fringes are that much lower. It's all in the wages. All the things the union was asking for on fringes.
How much did they get wages plus certain fringes?
Oh, they'll go up. They'll end up...
Will the wages be 3 points and the fringe is a point three?
No, the wages are 5%, 5%, 5%. That's just straight wages.
Then how do you just get a 4.34 when everything's five?
Because all the fringe benefits, the health and welfare benefits, the holidays and vacations, and all the fringes they've now got, sick leave and all that stuff, has either not been increased or been increased a very small amount.
Well, but we're still 5.55, and 5.55 is more than 4.3. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yes, sir, but you don't... It's not... If my pay were a dollar, and we had a 5% increase on the dollar, it would be $1.05 on my basic pay, and that's what I get home my paycheck. But, in addition, you're paying money to my retirement fund...
I understand all of that, but wouldn't that be a 5% increase instead of a 4?
Oh, in my pay, but what we compute the guidelines on is pay plus all the fringe benefits I get. So that nickel increase...
Oh, yeah, all right, then. That's all right, then. That explains that way you just answered that one of a sudden. That makes it very clear. So the fringes are not up to the 5. They cut it down and make it 4.3.
That's correct, sir.
All right.
Now, Mr. President, Bill has talked to Curtin and C. Miller. He thinks it's inadvisable to have them over there. He doesn't think C. Miller will make a good statement. He's worried about ratification. Curtin probably would make a good statement, although even he is a little itchy because...
Now, Bill wants to change this. I think what you ought to do is get a statement they can make and not open anything else. But that's what we've done with these cases, and if they run out, then you got a lot of questions.
But all right, fine, sir.
All he has to say is what he said there with us. That this is a settlement that is acceptable to the machinist. Period.
Hello. Is Bill in with the president, or do you?
I'm trying to figure that out. His cigar's out here. I guess he is.
Thank you.
Being understanding and contributing to this settlement, and I am going to recommend its acceptance by my members. Period.
All right.
I would like to have the others say that they thank the President and the Secretary of Labor and Mr. Reynolds, and they have bought it.
All right.
That's all they need to say.
All right, fine, sir.
But let's get them written and then get them on over.
All right, fine, sir.